My dear little friends, welcome to you all. How's everyone doing? Good. Hey, I have a picture to show you. I'm going to show you of Jesus. Here's a picture of Jesus, and he's reaching out his hand, and he's taking the hand of two people, and he's pulling them up out of the grave. You see that?
Yeah.
That's Jesus reaching down and taking the hand of Adam and taking the hand of Eve, and he's pulling them out of the grave. Guess what? We just saw that too. How did you just see that, Vince? I know you saw it on the picture, I know, but we all just saw it right here, didn't we? What did we just see right here? What happened? Who? Etta was baptized. Etta was baptized, and just like you see on the picture, Jesus came to her, and he took hold of her hand, and he lifted her right up out of the grave because she was dead. Actually, he put her to death, and then he raised her to newness of life. That's what Scripture tells us. This is what baptism is. He gave her new life. Just as he took Adam and Eve out of the grave, God, Jesus, has just taken Etta Jane out of the grave. Isn't that wonderful? We should rejoice over that. Because what has Jesus done for Etta right here? He has given her new life, and what else has he done? He's washed away her sins. He's washed away her sins. That is Eve. And this is Adam. And that's Jesus taking them out of the grave. Because this is what baptism does. And we just saw it. We just saw God do this great work. I didn't do it. None of you were here. You didn't do it. None of them did it. Only one does it. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So this is what you have just seen here. Here you have seen newness of life, spiritual life given to Etta Jane. And now that she once was dead, now she lives, and she will live with who forever and ever?
God.
With God. She will live with God forever and ever because God is now her Father. And since God is her Father, Etta Jane must be His son. Not his son, his daughter.
His daughter.
Very good, Vince. You're exactly right. His daughter. So this is what we've just seen here. We just saw God at work, and this is a wonderful and a good work that only God can do. And you know what? The same thing happened to all of you, because I remember most of you anyway, right here, the same thing happening also. So we rejoice that Jesus has done this great work. So with that, let's fold our hands. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and taking hold of Etta Jane's hand and lifting her from the grave and giving to her as a free gift, life everlasting. Lord, you have now given her faith and you have given her trust. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that as with these children, she will continue to be with us and that she will continue to hear your word. And in hearing your word, Etta Jane and all of us here, that our sins are forgiven. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise, for you are the worthy one. You are the one who has taken away the sins of the world. And all the children said,
Amen.